So here we are, and we're talking about peace today. And then I wanted to ask you, just look in your Bible at Romans chapter 11. And look at what God has done to make peace between us and him. We who disobey, and he who holds a standard of holiness and purity that he will not compromise, which forces him to judge between us and him who is right and who is true. And people who are not with God, who are apart from God, are on that raft headed toward a waterfall. And the place where God is not in creation is described as wailing, gnashing of teeth, hunger and thirst that is never quenched. And God wants people together with him, but whoever's not with him is headed there. And there's a salvation event in Jesus Christ to rescue anybody that would get off that raft and say, I need forgiven. I don't want to be apart from you. Let's be together. You are right. I am wrong. You are God. You are good. You are fair. God, help me. Save me. I've done it wrong. I need in now. That's the deal. That's the deal. And God says, peace. I'll make peace between us. What you can't fix, I fixed. What you can't do, I did. That's God's story. In Romans chapter 11, verse 1, look what Paul says. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, Paul says, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew, Paul says. Look at verse 5. So too, at the present time, there's a remnant chosen by grace, free, gentle, given. But, verse 6 says, if it's by grace, it can no longer be on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. You can't earn it. You can't say, I did all the right things, and so now I'm in. You just come to God and you say, God, you did all the right things. May I come in Jesus' name, the right thing you've did. I agree with you. And God says, that's the deal. Yes. Whoever believes. From Romans chapter 11, if you just looked maybe up the page or over one page, Romans chapter 10, verse 18, it says this. Remember I said faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of Christ. Verse 18 says, but I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have. For, and then he quotes Psalm 19, their voice has gone out to all the earth and their words to the end of the earth. The message is out there. Verse 19 says, but I ask, did Israel not understand? And then he quotes Moses, who says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation, I'll make you angry. That's what Moses says to the Jewish people. And then verse 20, he says, Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I've shown myself to those who did not ask for me. God wants us to know him. Have you stumbled across it in your life? Have you become a Christian somehow and you just fell backwards into the room? Does everybody in this room have a story about how I became a Christian? And what was the before and the after? And how did it happen? And is Jesus not the center of that story? Does every testimony before every baptism not need to say, and Jesus is what changed my life, and the truth about Jesus is why I'm here? We don't stand in front of people and say, I believe that there is a God. Please baptize me. That's not it. That's not Christian. Many of us hold our Christian faith loosely. We picked it up as we went through church. We say, yes, of course I'm a believer. I don't cheat. I don't steal. We say, of course I'm a believer. I go to church. But that's not the story. This peace that God has made with us, he made through his son. And Christmas is celebrated every year by the Christian church because it brought the peace. This is the child who brought the peace.